that right? So are you making progress every day, or is it kind of stuck?
It's stuck on the bending, but he's making, he can walk quite well now.
Okay.
Yeah, he's made a lot of progress on that.
So there's your x-ray. That's what it looks like. Looks beautiful.
Good.
Yeah. So everything looks good there. So what's holding it back is not the implant. It's the up here. You got to let it bend. You got to let them bend it, because eventually it's going to be scar tissue that holds it in the way, and then we have to take you to the operating room and bend it ourselves in the operating room to get the scar tissue broken up. Yeah. So it's very, very important to get bending going. Go ahead and straighten that guy out. Can you straighten it? So the swelling's going to go down here soon, and I think that's going to probably help, and it'll help you get some of your bend. So we'll give it a little more time. We're not going to jump to any conclusions yet, but you need to work on getting it all the way out straight.
Regular bending exercise. On
absolutely. You have to really work hard.
Notching it up a little bit, so well it's on.
The physical therapy
notching what up?
Ask that you send instructions on what they should be working on with them.
The most important thing they should be working on is your bending.
Well, they hesitated to do that due to the infection that he had.
I don't really have an infection. No, it would be just the opposite. So then you need to work on his bending.
Okay.
So that's the one thing they should be doing. They should not be hesitant at all on that, and it should never have been. There was instructions to be aggressive on the bend.
Yes, there was, but yeah. I thought they'd been in touch with you periodically.
No, they haven't been in touch with me at all.
Good.
So it's very important to work on getting it all the way out straight and get work as bend as hard as you can here. Can you scoot forward in your chair and let me see how far you can bend it? Come forward in your chair. Is that your best bend right there?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you're really stuck. Are you off your blood thinners?
No.
Are you normally on blood thinners?
No.
No, so...
He had all that blood problem in the hospital, if you remember. You don't remember?
Yeah, I do remember.
Okay,
yeah,
and he got multiple
blood transfusions, but yes. you're still on the blood thinners. And you're not, he's not on blood thinners?
He's on a blood thinner still. And he just is finishing his second set of 10-day antibiotic for the knee. Everyone said he had an infection in it, including Dr. Younger's assistant who was there and such.
Dr. Younger's assistant. Huh, okay.
He came over there a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure who that is. Probably not a doctor.
Well, no, I don't think. I think he isn't a full doctor. No, I didn't mean that. I called him.
Yeah. It looks fine now. Okay, so maybe a little redness or something around that.
It was
that
just
area.
Purple.
It's purple.
Right
purple is
going
bruising.
Down his leg too.
Yeah, so that's bruising. So it can look like infection when it isn't. If it was infected, it would be a catastrophe.
Why did his knee swell up so tremendously?
I don't know why he bled so much, but he bled a lot, and he just his platelet count.
I know, it went way down. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so I think it has to do with his defective and in. Small count of platelets that he has.
Yeah, that was
well. And that was the thing we were worried about.
Right, well, from going in.
Is that you were kind of
tricky. But his knee just got enormous.
Yeah.
After he got back from the hospital, over in the nursing center, it got enormous.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's going to get less enormous with time as his body kind of dissolves all the blood that kind of formed in there.
So you're saying he never had an infection at all, you don't
think? No, it probably mimicked it. It didn't harm anything to put him on antibiotics. Better to treat aggressively like that. But let's say he had an infection. We'd know. It'd be a catastrophe.
Okay.
You'd have to take the knee out and everything. I mean, it'd be a mess if it was really infected. But, maybe a little redness on the skin is, there's no harm done by doing what they did.
Uh-huh.
Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
We'll know if it was infected. I don't think right now it's infected.
Good.
You're not running a fever or anything, right?
Yes, he is running a low fever.
Like how much?
Usually a little under 100, between 99.4 and through there.
Okay. And that's probably related more to having this huge blood clot in his knee area there that kind of stimulates a little low-grade temperature like that.
Okay.
The high temperature went on for a tremendously long time.
Like how high?
Like it was 102, so and suppressed by Tylenol.
Well, it was 103 when he was in the hospital, if you remember.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So.
Because what we do to
force the bend, we use a machine.
Used to have been using quite a bit.
Allows it to increase the
angularity. So what we'll do is give it maybe I'll see you back in about 3 weeks.
Okay.
Now, rather than our usual come back in a month, just to see if you're better at that point. Mm-hmm. If you're not getting better, then we need to do what's called a knee manipulation under anesthesia, where we take the operating room and give you a 5-minute anesthetic and bend it. But I'd rather it was a lot less swollen before we did that, because we wouldn't get as much progress. So we just got to give it a little time.
Okay, and should we continue with that ice machine?
I think it's helpful, yeah. The ice machine is helpful.
Since he's so far behind, how about that machine that flexes his knee?
The problem is it doesn't flex it more than 74 degrees, so it's not going to help.
Well,
the mount says it's 120 degrees. The amount you measure the knee when it's measuring 120 degrees is only 75 or so. It actually just takes your knee through a little arc motion. I don't oppose it. It's just that they don't work. You know, they're fine to use, but they don't work. There's some good studies show they're worthless. But if it gives him kind of the confidence that he can bend his knee, maybe it's a good idea, so we could probably arrange it. I could have Darren arrange a CPM for him.
Okay. Actually, it's kind of an interference in the style of trying to sleep and exercise.
Well, you don't do it while you're sleeping. You do it during the day, and you know that's the problem, is it ties you up,
right,
and it makes the therapist think you're actually getting therapy when you're not. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather the therapist worked hard with you. But when you're in bed and just hanging out, then you could be in the machine too.
Uh-huh. Because they change the setting, so it causes more flexibility.
Or you're already using it?
Well, we had one and available, and we tried it for a little bit, and then someone came in and said, no, you didn't believe in them, and so we stopped using it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not like it's a religious belief or something. It's just a fact. They don't work. It's an old wives' tale that they do anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even though they keep changing it so it pulls the knee up further all the time?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Good heavens.
Because we need motion. We need, 130 degrees of motion.
Yeah.
Those things maybe approach 90 at max,
but
as far as event.
But he's at 73 or such.
Yeah, so
now.
My guess is that, but, it's not. You can use it.
Okay,
it's just,
whatever.
It's not like it's not like a... It makes any difference. It doesn't harm anything.
Uh-huh.
Just
doesn't
do it good.
Uh-huh. And otherwise, just anything that makes him bend it.
Anything that makes it bend it. So if he works bending better with the machine, use the machine.
Okay.
I'm fine anyway. Anything that we can get our bend with. And I think you're going to do a lot better now that the knee has cooled down a little bit. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like it's kind of getting past the phase of being so inflamed.
Well, it's looking better right now than it did like last night.
Oh, really? Okay, well, a miracle. I'm glad it looks better today than it did yesterday.
I don't know what it'll be like by tonight again when he has it hanging down more.
A little valve in there so I can just turn it up.
Yeah, it'd be nice to kind of let the fluid out of it. Yeah, it isn't air and it isn't fluid. It's solid clot.
Wow.
That's in there. So that solid clot is
preventing
take a while
motion
for your body to get rid of that. And the last thing we're going to do is kind of open it up and take the clot all out of there and stuff and start all over. That would be awful.
Indeed. I know.
Yeah.
I feel the same
so
way.
So we're kind of stuck with this because we have those bad platelet situation and it doesn't bleed,
So when you break up the clot, do you end up creating more bleeding, or?
Oh, you mean if we did
No, I mean just by the exercise. Oh, manipulation,
every day. See, let's say you just rested it for a week. It would look a ton better, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But then we would also be behind on the range of motion. So it's kind of a catch-22. You got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're behind already by a long way.
You're okay. It's not a disaster. It'll all work its way out. We'll work through this. I mean, we have several months to get his range of motion back.
Oh, good. That wasn't the impression that I've been getting from
the
therapist.
No, manipulation and anesthesia. I mean, we'd love it if he came back at a month and had, 90 or 120 degrees of motion or something like that. That'd be spectacular, but that's not everybody. Most people, but not everybody. And there's people, you have a reason. You've got all this complicated medical issues.
So he should continue taking the Coumadin for a while then, or you're giving instructions on this?
No, he can stop the Coumadin.
He can stop that?
Yeah.
Okay.
He can stop it because you never had blood clots before or anything, right? And you're not on,
no.
He doesn't normally take blood thinners, right?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, so he can stop.
Okay.
So stop the blood thinner. I'll fill out the paperwork here for the nurse. How long are you going to be in the skilled nursing facility?
I don't know. We have no idea. It was partly depending on what happened today and
so
what they considered the infection.
So status left total knee replacement. Recommendation DC Coumadin. And I'm going to say it's okay to use the CPM if you want to. Not mandatory. And they need PT, needs to do aggressive range of motion exercises. Okay.
How does the insurance company look at the continuation?
Say that again?
How does our insurance company look at the continuation?
Medicare, I guess is what we're talking
continuing
about.
Continuing there at Skyline?
Well, everything's based on what Medicare approves.
Yeah, and I would think it'd be okay. And if Dr. Younger is really involved in that kind of stuff, so he can help you get it all approved. If there's some issues.
We get to see him.
What do you mean?
He left for today. We had an appointment at 12:10.
Oh, well.
So we have another one in 2 weeks now or something.
Oh, I don't know. They can just call his office and take care of stuff too. You can just do it over the phone or email him or something. You know. Okay. So
you think he should stay in skilled nursing for a while, yeah?
I don't know. Do you think you're ready to go home? I mean, you'd have to go to a physical therapist. When you do go home, I want you to go to a physical therapist.
Yeah.
So let me give you a prescription for that so that when you do go home, you're ready to.
There's a physical therapist all within.
No, I know, but when you do go home, you need to hop in the car and go to the physical therapist 2 to 3 times a week. Okay? So when you do go home, it's very important to continue therapy. We don't want to. So when you have an idea when you're going to go home, you need to have made an appointment for physical therapy in advance, because if you get home and you call them, they're going to say, yeah, we can get in 2 weeks, and then you have a 2-week gap, okay?
Of course, home is not very far away from where we are right now. Just 3 floors.
That's right, okay.